This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hello and welcome to the Taranaki Singer-Songwriter Show. This is all local music made by us. Woohoo! I'd like to give a massive thanks to the New Zealand Music Commission, Access Radio Taranaki, the New Plymouth District Council, and are you allowed to thank yourself? My name is Chris Foreman, and I run a studio called Swamp Shack Studios, doing all kinds of really fun and interesting stuff. So, a few years ago, we did a gig with Hamish Allen, Peter Jeffries, and Hamish Kilgour at the Gover Street Gallery. Hamish Kilgour had always been one of my heroes with The Clean and all of those bands, if you're aware of that name. And Peter Jeffries had been one of my heroes as well. Peter has been in quite well-known bands, This Kind of Punishment, Bear to Bees. He's done a heap of stuff with lots and lots of different people. He's done a massive amount of albums. We've re-released, remastered 5 of them back on vinyl. It's quite a pleasure to get something on vinyl that you've made. And Hamish Allen has recently released his KF Seagulls vinyl, which is pretty exciting to get good news on that one as well. And Hamish Kilgour was a real champion of the New Zealand music scene. This is sort of a tribute to him, and only met him for a small amount of time, but he was a completely dedicated artist. So without further ado, let's just get straight into the gig.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to a live recording that was made a few years ago with a couple of locals, Hamish Allen and Peter Jeffries, and they were joined by a man called Hamish Kilgour. And this is the Taranaki Singer-Songwriter Show on Access Radio Taranaki.
Right, we started with song number 7, right? So I suppose now we do song number 8.
Well, it's not Jack the Fast.
That's the Kiwi way, number 8,
right? So we'll do the ghost boat.
You're poor man,
me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Actually, it's a couple.
It's the best thing I've heard this year.
You're listening to a live recording that was made here locally a few years ago in New Plymouth, and the show that you're listening to is called The Singer-Songwriter Show, and you can find more of these shows on the Access Radio Taranaki website. This live recording is obviously not the best quality, but it goes with the ethos of lo-fi. There are those of us that spend all our time making one release as good as possible, and often by the time that release is ready to be released, we are over the music that we have recorded, because it has been so such a long time since inception. Anyway, variety is the spice of life, and that's why lo-fi music is good, because it's not too shiny and it allows you to wriggle around a bit. And if you are a fan of Flying Nun and other New Zealand music, you might be a fan of this recording. It's Hamish Allen, KF Seagulls, Hamish Kilgour, and Peter Jeffries. Who is Peter Jeffries? Peter and I have been working on quite a lot of music recently. Peter's got new releases on Almost Halloween Time Records, and so have I. So vinyl is, yep, that's really neat. And also American radio airplay, did I say that? Here is Mr. Kilgour, who was in New York. He had a bit of radio airplay, playing with Peter Jeffries.
You want to go? Yeah. We can just bring him along.
It's way a little bit off, eh? I mean, no
biggie. We'll just make him work all night,
bro. Ridiculous. Yeah.
Hey, dude, drum. I have a
drum. Yeah,
man. Get up there and play. Yeah?
Yeah.
No. Oh, should we do Smog? Let's do Smog. Do you guys like Bill Callahan? Do you know who he is? Smog from... Oh, Bill Callahan and Blue Barlow, they're like, I think they're the best American writers. Last 20 or 30 years, I suppose. And like, you know, sometimes you hear songs that you really like and you kind of wish you'd written them, but you know, you couldn't have, because it's... But this one, I actually really feel like I could have written it. Like, there's nothing in this that I don't absolutely agree with. I can't believe I didn't actually write it. So it's called A Hit. Ready?
Yeah, mate.
I'll never be a problem, I'll never be an angel. one more of that.
Right, let's have it.
I mean, I know.
devil town. I got stuck in the devil town. Devil town, devil town.
Thank you.
Well, we have been listening to a live gig that was made a few years ago, and it's probably a fitting time to play it, seeing as one of the members has passed on to the Ever Always. Hamish Kilgour was a great inspiration to not only me, but probably thousands, if not tens, or even hundreds of thousands of other people. His approachable nature and his prolificness and his determination to stay pure in his art. He could have sold out early on, and he decided that he was going to stay with lots of real music and real musicians, and art and commerce sometimes they hit this kind of wall together. Sometimes pop music can be considered more of commerce than art, could it? Maybe. Here we are. Here's the last song.
Do you want us to finish with a clap along, sing along type one? Because we've got one. If you want one. Okay. You got a clap along?
I'll clap.
You got a clap? No, you're drunk, isn't it? Okay, so that's the last one. I just want to say thank you, Hamish. Yeah.
Tell all your friends.
Yes. Agreed.
Come on down to the next show. They play here all
the time. Last time I was in here, it was like an old junk shop, and now it's an art gallery. So I didn't even know that, because I hardly ever come down to see you do, but I'll come to this place. So thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that was the live gig. That was a very, very warm gig with everyone sitting on the ground and them playing in this big kind of cavernous room, which somehow worked out. Might as well finish off the singer-songwriter show with a couple of studio recordings. Here is one from Hamish Allen, who was playing drums on that recording. He's recently released his vinyl through Holiday Records. You can pick up a copy. It's really, really nice. KF Seagulls. Here we go. This is called Not Killed by Death.
Falling for us. busting up the happy parts to keep our mothers quiet. Almost at the other side, word out to the pussy riot.
Well, that was a rather large and long song. This has been the Taranaki Singer-Songwriter Show, brought to you by me, Chris Foreman, broadcasting out of Swamp Shack Studios. Yeah, local music. Woohoo! And just the last little nugget. Don't worry too much about the polishing of each song. I once talked to a man who was in a quite a well-known outfit. His name was Evan Short, and he had a group called Concord Dawn, which got all around the world. And I said to him once at a barbecue, "Hey man, how do you write a good song?" And he said, "Write songs." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Don't worry too much about that one song. Write more songs. Write more songs, and you will increase and hone your craft. So write lots and lots and lots and lots of music, and somehow it just seems to get better. And I promise that if you spend up to an hour or more than an hour a day on your instrument, you will make a breakthrough."
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.